My guest at this time is Illinois State Representative Tom Morrison, a Republican who represents the 54th Legislative District in the Illinois House of Representatives. He joins me now to discuss the State House and Senate passing a new budget, along with $5 billion in state income tax increases, in hopes of averting a fiscal catastrophe for the state. The budget and tax increases passed the State House and Senate. They were then vetoed by Governor Bruce Rauner, but both chambers subsequently overrode the veto, the House doing so on Thursday. So, what will be the real impact of this economic approach, and will it actually make much of a dent in the problems facing Illinois? And Representative Morrison, thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
You voted no on this. Ultimately, a number of Republicans joined with the Democrats in not only passing it, but having enough votes to override the veto. Why did you decide to vote no?
Well, you can look at how other states have attempted to handle their fiscal problems. And the trend over the last 8 to 10 years is that states recognize you cannot put these problems off. You have to reform. You have to deal with your growing pension problem. You have to make your state as friendly as possible to business, to private investment, so that you have a growing economy, so that you have more people working, so that you increase your tax revenues via a growing economy. And Illinois is going in the wrong direction in the sense that we are increasing taxes rather than making the state friendlier to our taxpayers.
Was there any interest from Democrats in addressing reforms, or did they just not like the ideas that some Republicans had?
Well, you'll see some attempts at reform, or at least the label will be slapped on a bill, but that doesn't necessarily move the needle. So one of the major issues in Illinois is our workers' compensation insurance costs. We're significantly higher than our Midwestern neighbors. And so as a consequence, it's very difficult to operate a business in Illinois. In other words, if you're heavy on labor, your costs are going to be significantly higher. And so about 6 years ago, there was an attempt at reform, but it didn't really deal with the driver of workers' compensation costs, and that is causation. Was the worker actually injured because of the job? Or were they injured, during their off hours, but then getting covered on the employer's workers' comp insurance plan? So anyway, any attempts at reform that exclude that reform aren't really going to save businesses money.
So what do you think will be the economic impact? This was a 32% increase in the state income tax from 3.75 to 4.95%. In addition to being a lawmaker, you're also a business owner. So talk about what the approach of Illinois has meant to you to this point, and what do you think the impact's going to be after this?
Well, to a lot of people around the country, they may think, what's the big deal? Illinois, you have a flat income tax, and that's per our Constitution, whereas a lot of other states that have an income tax, it's a graduated tax based on, the more you make, the higher percentage you'd pay. So a lot of people would say, what's the big deal in Illinois? You got a flat tax. You're still under 5%. That seems to be fairly reasonable. And what that argument is excluding is the overall tax burden in Illinois. So we're only behind New Jersey in terms of our property taxes. We also have a very, very significant sales tax. Property taxes are high. Our sales taxes are high. And so when you put all of those factors together, it is a very, very high tax burden, especially compared to our neighbors. And the other thing is we haven't really dealt with our unfunded pension liabilities. So no real reform was done to those. And so with $130 billion plus in unfunded pension liability, there's going to have to be another tax increase to help cover that and or cuts in services. And so people who are looking into the future are thinking, has Illinois really addressed its problems, or are they just going back to soak the taxpayer for even more?
Tom, you and I were talking before we started recording actually yesterday, and you were mentioning that even if this were to override the governor's veto, which it now has, that there's no guarantee that the junk rating on the state isn't still going to come. So when do you find out what's in store on that front?
Well, that could be some time. There was an article, I believe, in the Wall Street Journal that said it took years and years for Puerto Rico to finally be given that junk status. So I don't know when it could come. I know that the Democrats tried to use that as a pressure point on Republicans to say, look, if we don't get a deal done now, this junk rating is imminent. And they said that on Friday at the end of the fiscal year. didn't happen. Saturday, we went through the weekend. Now, granted, it was Independence Day weekend. And now that we've got this deal done, look, there will be an increase in revenues in the short term. But again, people can't plan to move in 24 hours. I mean, these things take time to roll out. Unless we address the underlying cost drivers, we're really not going to get out of our situation, because even if tax rates go up, if your tax base shrinks, you could actually over time get fewer tax or less tax revenue.
Representative Morrison, you mentioned in passing there that one of the big arguments for Democrats to get the Republicans they needed for the margin that they needed was that this had to happen now. And this was the bill that's out there. You got to get behind it or it's calamity. And as a lot of the Republicans, I think there were 15 in the House, at least on the initial vote. I'm not sure how many there were yesterday. Basically said
there were 10 yesterday. Yeah,
there were 10 yesterday. So at least from several of them, I saw that the argument was, well, I don't necessarily like this, but it's this or we're headed off the fiscal cliff. Obviously, you didn't agree with that, but what kind of debate was there within the Republicans?
Well, one person on the floor, a Republican, said this is a blackmail budget, essentially. And in Illinois, we had 12 years of total Democrat control between Governor Rob Blagojevich, his successor, Governor Pat Quinn, a supermajority of Democrat House members and Senate members. And these problems have been growing and growing and growing. And so we've known about it for a long time. Finally, a reformer, a Republican, Bruce Rauner, gets elected. And the legislature, Democrat-controlled, continued to just stand in the way of the reforms he needed to get done, would not agree to compromises. And so as this impasse has dragged on, the unpaid bills continue to rise, and the pressure points on social service providers, universities, K-12 schools, it came to this head. So, I mean, I, as long as I've been in office, I've tried to just tell the real picture of the need for drastic reforms, drastic changes in how we operate with in terms of our local governments, our state governments, deal with the cost drivers, pensions, health insurance costs that are out of control, some of the unfunded mandates that as a state we impose upon our local units of government. And then those units of government have to pass on those costs to local property taxpayers. And if none of those issues are dealt with, then we just continue to see costs spiral out of control.
And as you've said, the mess is not going anywhere as a result of this vote. So we'll see what comes next.
And we've got so much going for this state can thrive if we get our policy right. I mean, Illinois has so much going for it. The natural resources, the human resources, the diverse economy, the access to world markets, a central time zone, fresh water. We've got so much going for it, but the people are upset and frustrated because the policy has been so wrong. And so I continue to try to fight for better policy that will make this state grow again. I think we can recover, but not if we keep going, not if we keep choosing policies like these.
Tom, we'll have to stop there. Thanks, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Illinois State Representative Tom Morrison, a Republican who represents his state's 54th legislative district in the State House of Representatives. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.